my kids cannot call me for advice for like 5 years. But then like they'll call me for advice and it's like I'm right back in there. And yeah. and really it is the fundamental like truth of my life that is just that will forever define me and almost be my number one, you know, role, really. I think the thing that's so damn confusing is that when normally if you get fired from a real job, they never call you back and ask for your help again.
But, right.
but that's not the deal with your kids. It's yeah. like you're fired, but not really. Come back. But hey, yeah. wait a second. I just need you for a minute. Now go away again. Now come back. Now go away again. I mean, it's a dance that like, it's very confusing and very funny to me. I mean, it cracks me up. It's like,
yeah.
it's like, come in, but not too close. Where are you? I haven't, you know, what I need you.
Right.
Well, how would I have known you need me? You didn't tell me anything, but you should just know.
That's Kyra Sedgwick from The Closer and her new ABC sitcom, Call Your Mother. She's talking about her role in that show. We have a great conversation and she gets into, as you could hear, about what it's like to be a mother now. She's really funny about the idea of being fired as a mother, but then they always come back. Speaking of which, I helped my mother close her store. 63 years. She's 93 years old. She had the business for 63 years, furniture store. Problem is that you're always a child in your parents' eyes. So I was 10 again, and I was not allowed to throw anything out. And I'm talking about hundreds of pieces of paper and documents and this and that. Every single piece of paper she had to go through. Every single one. So what I started to do was when she wasn't looking, I'd throw stuff out. But you have to do it a certain way. Like that scene in Godfather 2 where Robert De Niro is playing the young Vito and he shoots, this is like down in Little Italy in the 30s or whatever, and he shoots the mob boss guy with the white suit on in the face. Then he goes up to the roof and he takes the gun and he smashes it into like, you know, 10 pieces. Then he takes different pieces and puts it down different exhaust, you know, pipes, vent pipes. That's what you have to do with my mother when you're throwing stuff out that you don't want her to pull out of the garbage, because she'll pull stuff out of the garbage. So I would take something and you have to rip it up into like 8-10 pieces. Then you take the pieces and you scatter them in different garbage cans so she can't, if she sees it all in one clump, she'll take it and she'll put it back together. So basically, it was the single worst experience of my life helping this woman move. And I several times lost the will to live. Anyway, Kyra Sedgwick's awesome. Enjoy this conversation. Don't forget, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulMercurio. Always posting stuff there. Spread the word about the podcast and hope you enjoy Kyra. My guest this week, amazing actress, Emmy Golden Globe winner for her role on The Closer. And you know her from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and such great films as Something to Talk About, Born on the 4th of July, The Edge of 17. And she has a show out with the best title of a TV show I've seen in years, Call Your Mother, Wednesdays, 9:30 on ABC. And you can also catch episodes streaming the next day on ABC and Hulu. This has been such a long intro. I forgot who I'm talking to. No, okay. Kyra Sedgwick, it's so great to have you on. Thanks for
being
on. Thank
you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the show because I really found this premise. On the surface, it seems like, oh, okay, it's a mother with her kids, but it's really kind of a unique premise because it's this empty nester widowed mom who reinserts herself basically into her family's lives. Was this something that you just felt like, okay, I haven't seen this kind of thing before and I want to tackle this? And it's, I know you mentioned in an interview that it speaks to somebody in their 50s, a woman in their 50s and at a different place in their life. Well, is that what some of the things attracted you to the role?
Definitely, for sure. I mean, first of all, I'm always interested in women and very interested in women of, you know, different ages and the unique, you know, obstacles that they have or, you know, in this time, you know, every new year brings like a new challenge, you know, and having adult children is very different from having young children who do whatever you want them to do at all times and whose boo-boos you can fix. You know,
right.
I think as kids get older, you know, you stop being able to really, you know, help them in deep ways. And you kind of end up being like a loving witness, which is frustrating as hell as a mom who used to be able to just like, you know, fix everything. So I think that is fascinating. I think a widow who is trying to figure out like where am I sexually in my life in my 50s? Where am I, you know, do I want a relationship? Is that something that I really want to dive into after like 15 years of just taking care of her kids, which is what she's been doing? You know, since her husband died. So there were just lots of juicy, you know, stuff to really sink your teeth into. And I also just love, you know, I love seeing people on television whose stories, you know, are like the quiet stories that we like to can shine a light on, but that are so universal for all of us. Like, all of us have mothers. All of us have a feeling when we hear the phrase "call your mother." You know I have a big feeling when I hear that word, that phrase, and also, you know, complicated relationships with our mothers. I mean, I think, you know, the phrase like, if it's not one thing, it's your mother. It's really true. Like, unfortunately, like, guys have it easier. Like, it's more complicated, but the payoff is also pretty great too, to be a mom, you know?
Oh my God.
I think it's all like great fodder for story.
Yeah. And I know what you mean about your mother. My mother's 93. She's high school educated, parents born in Italy, started her own furniture business at 1960, been running it herself. So she has to close the store now. She can't see very well. The landlord wants her out. So we sit down with her, my brother and I, and we go, and my sister, like, okay, we're going to help you. We'll have an auction. We'll liquidate the rest of the furniture in the sales in the store, whatever. Oh no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to find another store. What? Like, she wants to keep going. And so I totally related to sort of the dynamic between you and your kids. And I've seen a few of the episodes, but one that I rewatched was episode 7, which is your daughter at the beginning of the episode, like, lost her job and she's really upset, and you're not that upset and you're like pretty chill about it. And then later in the episode, yeah, I don't think I'm giving too much away, you kind of have this relationship with your neighbor across the street and you're kind of making out on the couch a little bit. And it was almost like a role reversal of like the kids should be the one that's chill and the mother worried. And I really like that. I didn't expect to see that. And I obviously assume that that's intentional in what you're trying to do with this character.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, we want to have her be surprising, you know, and I think that, and I think dynamics are interesting with familial relationships. And, you know, and yes, sometimes the parent is the child, sometimes the child is the parent, you know, it's fascinating. And I think what makes it so funny is that we can totally relate to it. And it's like, you know, and it's all, yeah, it's all based in a lot of truth.
Yeah. You said, a quote of yours is that the truth is you're a mother. You're always a mother. You're always figuring it out. It's always the thing that draws you back. What did you mean by the term that draws you back?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's the thing that draws you back to like your fundamental self, I think, is that, you know, I mean, I've been a mother for many more years than I've been, you know, just Kira. And yeah. I just think that it's something that always is calling you, and you always is a role that needs filling consistently. It's like my kids cannot call me for advice for like 5 years, but then like they'll call me for advice and it's like I'm right back in there. It is the fundamental like truth of my life that will forever define me and almost be my number one, you know, role, really.
You had this really interesting way of describing it. You said, if you do the job right, you get fired, right?
Like, yeah.
And it really struck me because my son is getting older now. And first of all, my wife is way better at like just letting him be and figure it out. And I'm like over, you know, is it okay? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm that parent. But it's really true that if you do it right, you get fired. Is your character sort of convinced itself that, well, I'm really there for them, but she's really there for her? Has she not come to terms with the fact that she's gotten fired? Have you come to terms with the fact that you've gotten fired in your own life? I'm not curious.
I think the thing that's so damn confusing is that normally if you get fired from a real job, they never call you back and ask for your help. But that's not the deal with your kids. It's like you're fired, but not really. Come back. But wait a second. I just need you for a minute. Now go away again. Now come back. Now go away again. I mean, it's a dance that like, it's very confusing and very funny to me. I mean, it cracks me up. It's like, come in, but not too close. where are you? I haven't, you know, what I need you.
Right.
Well, how would I have known you need me? You didn't tell me anything, but you should just know, you know what
right.
I mean? Like,
right.
you know,
yeah.
so I do, I think it's just it is a constant dance that, you know, you can't extradite yourself from, that you wouldn't want to,
right.
but there is part of you that's like, am I in or out? Like, what's the story? You know what I mean? Funny stuff about it, but it's also really relatable and very confusing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I hear you, you know, it's like, you know, you want to be zen about it, but they're your kids. It's like, you want them, you know, that they have to fall and hurt themselves in order to learn not to go down that street again, or, you know, jump
yeah.
off that, you know, whatever, that step again. But you don't want them to feel pain. So it's like, you know, as an adult, that the things that you've learned in your life are only based on when you failed and things went wrong. Like, that's when you really change. That's when you really grow up. That's when you really learn. When
right.
things are going great, you know, you don't learn anything. But you don't want your kids to have a bad day.
Exactly.
Very confusing.
Yeah. Well, my wife is way better at, like, this is her phrase. He's got to figure it out on his own. He's got to figure
She's
it out.
She's so right, but that's so hard.
Thank you. Hang on. Carol, Kira Cedric says I'm right. You're wrong.
I didn't say she's wrong. I think she's right too, but it's hard as hell.
It really is. And
it's like, it's very antithetical to what you think being a parent is to let
right.
go, but you have to let go all the frickin' time.
Right. Right. And I, you know, you had another phrase about your character. You said that, she's a hunt them down and force my love on them kind of mom.
Right.
And,
right.
and is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, depends on how you look at it. I mean, I think that for some people, it's like I think it could be good and I think it can be bad. I think it can be overwhelming and overpowering and like controlling, but I also think that it can be like, I'm here no matter what, whether you want me or not, just know that I'm here and I'm over here and I'm waiting for you whenever you're ready. Whenever you want to give me a, throw me a bone, I'm here to help you. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
I mean, it's like, it's both and, just like everything in life, right? It's both
yeah.
and.
Yeah. Before we jump, I just wanted to talk to you about acting and the importance that you put on being authentic. And you've talked about this in the context of food and actors eating on camera and how it drives you crazy that actors don't really eat on camera, but talk about that a little bit. I thought it was so funny and fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that for me, it's like, I just want to play people that people can relate to. And so like, if I'm not really eating and like, you don't really see me either enjoying my food or like, you know, doing some kind of thing or like making love to my food, as, you know, Brenda Lee Johnson did with those ding-dongs in The Closer or anything chocolate, you know, then, like, I'm not telling you the truth about my character. And so, I don't know, it just feels important to me somehow. And, yeah, there's a really great episode where Gene enjoys a sandwich thoroughly. And that was me eating that giant avocado toast.
I don't know how you do that and take another take and not just get so full. Like, how do you, like, you just... You starve yourself before a scene or something?
No. But, you know, some people, you know, you can have spit buckets, which are really gross, but like you can have a spit bucket where you don't really swallow, but, you know,
right.
it depends on the scene. I mean, most of the time I would swallow, so to speak.
All right. Well, that's a great,
and on that note,
that's a great way to end it. That's the best ending I've ever had to an interview. It's such a great honor and so fun to talk to you. Congratulations on the show. It's Call Your Mother Wednesdays, 9:30 on ABC, and new episodes stream the next day on ABC and Hulu. Great to have you on. Hope to talk to you again soon, and best of luck with everything. And go and eat. You're getting skinny.
Thanks
eat.
A lot.
All right. There you go. Kira Cedric. Very funny. Very lovely woman. I really enjoyed talking to her. Hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget, YouTube channel. Check that out. And we'll see you next week, everybody.